now. This is the holy letters. This is letter number 930. It's also the same previous date, many letters on that day, the 27th of the first Adar, Tavshin Dal, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to this is Yaakov Katz, who's close to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 23rd of Adar Rishon. As far as the situation in the shul, the Rebbe says, you write to me about that the material situation is very critical, and the rabbi has not been paid his payment for already for 2 months, etc. So he says, I also had spoken to me also, Mr. Levitansky spoke to me on the telephone Saturday night, and for sure you know of this. I told him my opinion that as far as I know, relationship from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, to your shul and to your Rav, it seems to me that in this case, my father-in-law would have said that in the meantime, let the Balabatim put out the money, and by the first opportunity, you need to make a drive or an appeal or some similar situation to raise the money to cover the deficit, and also to make a special fund for this purpose so that you would not need to come on to loans. But it's very surprising to me that you don't write to me about the business of Mr. Yosef Shichi Robinson. Hopefully you will fill it in by next opportunity. I want to conclude with a short avort from Rengen this today's Shabbos Parshavakel Bekitzer. In Torah in general, and in the, specifically in the written Torah, every word and every letter is very counted, is specific. That's why we find that many halachas can be learned from even a single word or even from a single letter. Nevertheless, we find that in the portions of Yaakov Pekuda, it's repeated the entire lengthy description of the vessels of the Mishkan, the garments of the Kehuna. They have already been written up, detailed in the portions of Truma and Tetzaveh. So the Torah could have seemingly have written this very briefly, that the Jews made the vessels of the Mikdash and the garments of the Kehuna to say as God has instructed Moshe. And that way you could have saved many tens of psukim in the Torah. And the answer of this is similar to an answer which was given on a similar question. Why does the Torah repeat the korbanos from the leaders in the portion of Nasai 12 times? And what is the answer of that? Is that the korbanos of the Nesiim, each leader accomplished different things as it's explained, hinted in the Medrash Parshas Nasai, and brings the Torah, etc. So similar, we can answer the question in the portion of Yaakov Vekuda. The vessels of the Mishkan and the garments of the Kehuna are first written in Truma Tzitzaveh. That came from Hashem himself. It came to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was nobody as great as Moshe. And that was when Moshe Rabbeinu, number 3, was on the Mount Sinai. He was on a very high level, which was way beyond the way he was below. Because over there, he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he didn't eat no bread, he didn't drink no water, as the Torah says. And as opposed to the vessel of the Mikdash and the garments of the Kehuna, as they are described in the Yaakov Pekuda, they are, first of all, they were done by the Jews, people made them, they were made here in this world, and they were made from physical gold, silver, and copper. Yet, notwithstanding the great difference from the way Hashem says it on a such higher level and the actuality, when was the ultimate goal and the wishes of Hashem completed? Is when we fulfill his wishes to make a dwelling place amongst them in the physical Mishkan from Yaakov Pekuda, not in the spiritual Mishkan from Hareis Bahar, what you were shown on the mountain. What it means, what it tells us is that you should not be down by yourself. What are you going to say? I say, how can we do something which Hashem wants and have fitting in the Hashem's wishes? We all know that we are not in such a positive situation. Generally, we are in the doubled and quadrupled darkness of this bitter exile. But yet, Hashem Himself promises that if you have benevolence of heart, nediv lev, which means that you do something with a Jewish warm heart, Hasidic warm heart, and with feeling, then is v'shachanti b'seichel, God, Hashem, helps to accomplish the holy, the above intent. The Rebbe sends him a receipt, and the Rebbe says, as far as the question about the shul, I wrote the same also to Mr. Levitansky. So here, again, the Rebbe blames it, or he says, my father-in-law, well, this is what he would tell me. He's not saying that he said himself. He says his father-in-law would have said, he knows the relationship, and that's what the Rebbe suggested. But the Rebbe also, I'm just not sure, I mean, I'm not sure the content, I'm not sure how these two things follow. I mean, in the second part, the Rebbe just gives over from what he spoke about the Farbring. It's already been printed, that Sikh and Lekut Sikhas. But the Rebbe gives over basically that in the physical world, we can actually accomplish the same thing on the highest spiritual levels. It's written separately, and one need not think that, you know, it's a very physical act. It's not really match up to all the high intentions the way you should be on the high level. And Rebbe says, no, you know, that's that works that way. Okay, we'll leave it over here for today. We'll conclude the mitzvah tomorrow. We'll continue.